This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools in Denver that serve a rapidly growing number of migrant students could get a funding boost. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Denver Foundation plans to raise money it will give directly to impacted schools. It will also allow schools to apply for funding. Teachers in some Denver schools are reporting overwhelming challenges, such as more than 30 children in a kindergarten class, each child with distinct needs. The city has seen more than 36,000 migrants from the southern border in the past year, many of them from Venezuela. The foundation plans to formally launch the fundraising initiative later this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A lot of people start the new year with dry January, backing off from alcoholic beverages. Joseph Schacht is a CU Anschutz clinical psychologist who specializes in alcohol disorder.
When people who drink heavily stop or even just cut down, reduce the amount that they drink a little bit, we see improvements in blood pressure, in liver function, so liver enzymes, as well as in things like your relationships with other people.
The Denver Post reported rising alcohol deaths in Colorado in recent years. The figure climbed more than 60% between 2018 and 2021, before dropping a bit in 2022. A new museum in Estes Park hopes to spread awareness about the science of freezing and preserving people. CPR's Matt Bloom.
The new International Cryonics Museum takes you through the history of human preservation and even includes a visit with Grandpa Brito Morstel, star of the annual Frozen Dead Guy Days Festival, which is now headquartered in Estes. James Arrowwood is president of Alcor, a nonprofit dedicated to the cryonics field. He says visitors won't see any actual human remains.
You don't actually see a body because it's in a tank that is large and not see-through, but you would see the actual container where Brito's body is.
The new museum is housed in the Stanley Hotel and open to the public daily. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's freezing today along the Front Range with temperatures well below freezing and close to zero. This is CPR News.